King of kings and Lord of lords, name above all names. Your throne is set above the circle of the earth. You look down upon the sons of men. Your eyes seek and find loyal and righteous love in the earth. God, right now we say, pour out your spirit. Right now we say, on your loyal ones, on your righteous ones, in whom is all your delight, pour out your spirit right now. We cry out for a spirit of glory to rest upon your faithful ones. We cry out for a spirit of glory to rest upon your humble ones, to rest upon your righteous ones. We cry out that you would put your words in their mouth through intercession, through prophetic proclamation, through preaching, through declaration. God, we ask you to fill your church with your word. And as your word is spoken, we ask you for the glory of God to fill different regions of the earth, to fill cities, to fill states, to fill nations. God, we ask for the new covenant. We ask you, God, for your end time pouring out of your spirit on all flesh, that sons and daughters would prophesy. We ask you for the dreams. We ask you for the visions. We ask you for the prophetic leading of your church unto the breaking down of strongholds, unto the removing of powers and principalities. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with thrones. We wrestle with dominions. We wrestle with powers. We wrestle with principalities. So we're asking tonight that you would wake up your church with a spirit of glory. We ask you tonight that you would wake up your church with a spirit of revival. We ask you for the slumbering, sleeping bride to come alive. We ask you, God, that darkness would be pushed back. Lord, right now, where darkness is trying to snuff out the light of the glory of the gospel of God, we ask you to push back darkness with your marvelous light. In your church, we ask you to push back darkness. In your church, we ask you to set people free. In your church, we ask you for open eyes. In your church, we ask you for a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that your church would be on fire and the world would begin to see the glory of Jesus Christ in your bride. Right now, God, we take our place in the authority that you have given us. We take our place at your right hand. We take our place and we ask that you would wake up your church, that she would know that she is the fullness of you that fills all in all in the earth. And we speak and we declare to thrones and principalities and powers in our region to be pushed back and to be dislodged by the power of the blood of the cross in Jesus' name. We say strongholds come down by the authority of the blood of Jesus, not because of our authority, not because of our righteousness, but because of Jesus's authority, because of Jesus's righteousness. Lord, we ask for that open heaven over Colorado, that it would get wider and wider and wider and wider. Lord, we say, rip the veil in two. We say, tip the bowls. We say, pour out your power. We say, suddenly break in with glory and majesty. Lord, we say, when your church comes alive, the lost will come in. So we bring your sleeping bride before you, and we say, wake her up and put the word of the Lord in her mouth. Wake her up with angelic visitation. Wake her up with dreams and visions. Wake her up with the spirit of mercy, drawing people into your very heart, drawing people into your very desires, into your burning heart. King Jesus, we pray that you would put your flaming heart inside of your church, that she would will and do according to your good pleasure. And God, just this last thing I'm going to pray. We say, pour out upon your bride the fear of the Lord. We ask you for the fear of God to grip your bride, to grip your church like never before. We ask you for the fear of God to fill congregations, for the fear of God to fill homes, for the fear of God to fill families, for the fear of God to fill men and women, marriages, for the fear of God to be embraced, for many to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, so that you could exalt them, so that they could exalt you. We ask you, God, for the fear of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Started, and when he started, he went into Galatians, or he spoke from Galatians. It says here, it says, the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So let us not become weary in doing good, but at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. When Marcus was just praying and asking for the Lord to break in, for his light to break in, he uses his people. So everything that we were just agreeing with, just feel like, get ready. Because he goes, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to use you. So, Lord, I thank you that you put your Spirit within us to move us, not by our own power, not by our own might, but by your Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. And I just felt this where it says we're seated with him in heavenly places. It talks about in Hebrews that we can run into this throne room of grace. Lord, I thank you that you're lifting us up. You're taking us up to give us a different perspective, a different understanding, that we don't see through the eyes of man. But, Lord, you open our eyes to see in the supernatural what you see. Lord, that we, if we need to move mountains, we can move mountains. If we need to melt them like wax, we can melt them like wax, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. So, Lord, I thank you that we move in authority and a power on the face of this earth because we have Christ living on the inside of us. We are vessels with the all-surpassing power of God on the inside of us. Lord, I thank you that there are powerful and effective prayers that come from your beloved ones. In Psalm 24, it says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So it says, for he founded it on the seas, and he established it upon the waters. And then it says this, so who can ascend the hill of the Lord? Who can stand in his holy place? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. And those who do not lift up their soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Lord, I thank you that there is a purification of your bride, for the very purpose of bringing us into the Holy of Holies. Lord, that we can stand on the mountain, that we can be in the holy place of the Lord, and we can proclaim and we can declare the very things on your heart. And I saw Isaiah 6, I was seeing this, where it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. It says, in the train of his robe filled the temple. Isaiah was taken up into the throne room to see what was happening in the very place of God. And then you see something very similar happen in Revelation, where you see John go up. And it says, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice that I first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. And in Isaiah 6, we see this atonement, where the seraphs come and they touch the lips of Isaiah, for the very purpose that Isaiah would then say, as he says, well, who will go for me? And Isaiah says, here am I, send me, Hineni. Here am I, I'll go for you. And then you see with John, as he comes up and he sees what's happening, he actually gets to see the Lamb of God at the center of the throne. He sees him take the scroll and open it. Lord, I thank you that as we come into the Holy of Holies, as we come into this place, Lord, I thank you for clean hands and pure hearts. those that will not lift up their soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Lord, I thank you for the purity of your church that is coming into place right now, coming into an alignment, not by our own strength, not by our own abilities, but by the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness, so that we can come into that place, so that we can operate in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we can walk in the Holy of Holies, so that we can see what you see, and in that place that we would go, here we are. We will be the ones that go for you. Jesus says, blessed are those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So Lord, I thank you, just as Marcus was praying, awaken your church. Let it start with us right now, here and now. Not praying for others. First it starts with us, that we would be the ones that say, Lord, we will go for you. We will lay down our lives for you and do whatever you call us to do, that we will live our lives in radical obedience to your ways. It's interesting that 6 of the 7 letters in Revelation to all the churches, it says this. He goes, I know your deeds. He actually sees what we do. He's looking at what we do. What we do is so important. But it's in connection with the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not in and of our own strength, but in radical obedience to the Lord. And as we do that, as we arise, as we shine, it says the glory of the Lord will come upon us. So Lord, we thank you that in the awakening that we get to see your glory in greater measure, that your glory is revealed on the face of the earth as your church comes into an alignment with you. Lord, that this is a time of revival. This is the time of the third reformation. But it's your people stepping up and stepping into this. And now is the time. So Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We say, let it start right here in our hearts with each one of us right now. Lord, this is all about souls. If we don't know what this life is about, it's about saying yes to Jesus. It's about him dwelling within us. But it's for the purpose then of going after souls. His desire is to see that all would come to the knowledge of him. So Lord, we bless your name tonight. I thank you for the prayers that are going up. I thank you for the prayers of a righteous man that availeth much, and woman that availeth much tonight. Lord, that this is that engine room where things just begin to burn hot for you, Lord. That we declare, we decree what your plans are, what your purposes are. But then we don't just stop there. But Lord, as you equip your saints, as you equip the body of Christ, then we go and do the work of the ministry. So Jesus, we bless you tonight. We thank you for this time. And as we just go into prayer here, I'm just going to look around. And as you want to pray, just get my attention. We're going to pray and go back and forth and worship and prayer. So here we go.
It's only by the blood, it's only by the blood that your bride would be made white and ready. It's only by the blood, it's only by the blood that your bride would be made white and ready. So pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out, that your bride would be made white and ready. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out, that your bride would be made white and ready. Your bride would be made white and ready.
Father, I just thank you that you said that one of the ways we pull down principalities and strongholds is by casting down everything that would exalt itself around the knowledge of God. God, I go back to think about Sunday where we were talking about waves and sins that so easily beset us. God, would you just work a work in us, Lord God? That word was more than for Sunday morning. God, it's a word that you want to work in us, Lord. As I was reading Colossians, God, you talk about the power of our faith and the hope. But you also tell us to put off a lot of different things. So God, as we declare the things that we want to walk into, God, would you stir us up into looking at the things that you are talking to us about putting off? Because God, we can declare all we want about where we want to go, but without being in tune with your spirit, to allow you to come in and tear down those strongholds, tear down those thought processes that would try to exalt itself against you that we don't even see, God. God, we need you to do that, God. So I believe, God, as that word went forth on Sunday, it was a word for this season that we need to cast off those weights. We have to do that. We need to put the sin that so easily besets us, we need to put that off. So God, I'm just asking that during this season of, you know, the days of awe, God, or, you know, and again, I don't know the total thing that, God, about the season of the feast, but during this season, God, would you just show us those things? Would you work in us through those things, God, to let us cast it off so that we can rise up to where you want to put us in this season. God, we just declare your goodness, that your desire is for us, that, Lord God, that the cross was not to leave us as we were. It was to destroy the operation of sin in our lives. God, please, Lord God, I've heard a lot of people, Lord God, say, well, I'm not perfect. Lord, you called us to be pursuers of that perfection. God, don't allow us to look at the things where we fall short and allow that to pull us down. Lord God, let us raise our eyes up to what the power you've given us, Lord, through the power of the cross, to walk above those things. We are now, you declare, we are now slaves to righteousness. Lord God, make us, work that in us, God. Work that slaves of righteousness in us, God. Because then, God, that will then allow the world to see a difference. It'll allow the world to see the light. It'll allow them to break through because they'll see the difference that you called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Break cycles. Of the knowledge of Christ. Break cycles, break strongholds, and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. We break cycles. Of Christ. We break cycles, we break strongholds, and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. We break cycles, we break strongholds, and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. Cycles, we break strong. knowledge of Christ. We pray, sonic bones, we pray, strongholds, and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ.
I am a slave to righteousness. I am a slave to righteousness.
Says where two or more are gathered in your name, that you're right here in our midst right now. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, you said if there's two or more that come together in agreement, we can ask whatever we wish and it'll be done for us of our Father in heaven. Father, we thank you that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And we know that if you hear us, we have that which we have requested. Lord, bring us into one mind and one accord right now. Lord, I just come against the cycles and the strongholds that have held people back from your presence, Lord God. Lord, I tear it down right now in the name of Jesus. We come against it in the name of Jesus and declare that where one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000. I declare no weapon forged against us shall prosper, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Lord, I declare liberty in this room right now. I declare freedom in this room right now, Lord God. I declare a lifting of the heaviness and the darkness right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that your light exposed darkness and that it flee. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess of the things in heaven, the things on earth, and the things below the earth, and that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, Lord, we take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and we declare no weapon forged against us shall prosper. We are a great and mighty armory in your presence is fullness of joy. And I declare the joy of the Lord is our strength. I declare the Spirit of God rise up inside of every single one of us. The faith of God rise up inside of every single one of us, Lord God, that you bring us together in unity, in one mind and one accord as we exalt you and magnify you and lift you up and praise you and lift you up, Lord. And as we do that, Lord, I pray that you would set our eyes on the hill where our help comes from, Lord God. We would not look to our own resources, to our own abilities, Lord God. Lord, we declare that apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. And I declare freedom in this room right now in Jesus' name. I declare a prophetic anointing upon us in Jesus' name. I declare the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes come upon your people. Rise up from within us, Lord God, and come upon us in power, Lord God. And we declare that we worship and exalt you from a place in your throne room, Lord God. Not from a place low and dark in dark corners of the earth, Lord God. But Lord, we praise you from the foot of your throne. And we thank you that, Lord, you are our King, the King of kings, Lord of lords. At the name of Jesus, all knees bow. And so, Lord, we just bow our knees to you, Lord God. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord God. We declare liberty and freedom in Jesus' name. We declare love and, Lord, that your Spirit bring unity in Jesus' name right now.
Strongholds, we break. Strongholds.
to righteousness.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you, God. I've just been thinking recently about a prophetic dream that Marcus had a while ago about Smith Wigglesworth coming to the rock. And he's the one who just declared only believes. I'm just going to read some quotes. I believe there's only one way. This is from Smith Wigglesworth. I believe there's only one way to all the treasures of God, and that is the way of faith. By faith and faith alone do we enter into a knowledge of the attributes and become partakers of the Beatitudes and participate in the glories of our ascended Lord. All his promises are yes and amen to them that believe. Thank you, Lord. And there's a couple more quotes. There is nothing impossible with God. All the impossibility is with us when we measure God by the limitations of our unbelief. God has privileged us in Christ to live above the ordinary human plane of life. Those who want to be ordinary and live on a lower plane can do so, but as for me, I will not. There is nothing our God cannot do. He will do everything if you dare to believe. So, Lord, we just come. We just come before you, God, and we just say, Lord, we believe tonight, God. We just, by the act of our will, Lord, we partner with you. We believe, God. We bring our faith before the throne. We bring our hunger before the throne of grace, Lord, tonight. We just pull on heaven tonight, God, and we just say, Lord, just rend the heavens and come down. You, like fire causes water to boil, Lord, that you would break through, God. We choose to see ourselves the way you see us, as slaves to righteousness. We renew our minds, and we build strongholds of faith for victory, Lord, and we just declare by faith, Lord. We just thank you for just releasing more faith, Lord. Faith releasing more faith. Thank you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. And we just declare victory in every area of our life, Lord. We declare victory for the church in Colorado, God. Just release your glory, Jesus, over this land. Release your glory, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for faith leading to more faith, leading to more faith, God. Just as we partner with truth, just as we partner with truth, God, about who we are, about who the church is, Lord, we just declare glory manifesting through your sons and through your daughters. In Jesus' name.
I just felt like there's just a kind of like a symphony. There may be just some short prayers. You don't have to have something long, but just there may be just something quick that you want to release as we're praying, and then as we go into these songs. By the way, these songs are declarations. That these aren't songs that we like have known for a while. These are just in the moment of what the Lord has put in on our heart. So we're declaring them in song together to the Lord, declaring what he's putting on our heart right now. But I just felt like kind of like a symphony, that there's just some, there may be something short that you just speak into. It doesn't have to be any long. So just get my attention, grab the mic, speak it. If you want to go longer, you can. And I'll run around.
So I just felt like this is a confirmation for what was said on Sunday and what you said over here. I recently had two dreams back to back. In the first one, there was an angel dressed as a baker standing in front of an open door, and he was motioning with his hands, no, and no more. And behind him was the number 6, and there was a loaf of challah, I think it's called. And the word for that is, there is an open door before you to come in, but you must leave behind the things of man. You must leave that behind. And when you leave that behind and you walk in, you feast upon the Lord. He is the bread. And the dream that I had after that was an angel taking events in his hand, and he was forcefully pushing them into a calendar. And this calendar was in a file cabinet. And I believe the interpretation for that is there are appointed times. There are appointed times to walk through the door. You need to know the hour of God's visitation. And I believe that God is saying to his church that now is the appointed time. Begin to walk through that door. Leave behind those things and walk through that door. So, Father God, Lord, we thank you for your incredible faithfulness, Father, that in every circumstance you go before us, Father God, and you make a way. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to leave behind what is less than and take hold of you, Holy Spirit. Take hold of the glory, of the power, of the amazing thing that you are, God. I pray that your Spirit would continue to fall, Father God, that it would reach across this nation, Father God, and grasp hearts. We say to your church, awaken, awaken, bride, awaken. Your Lord has come. So, Father God, I pray for fires to burn in every state, Father God, your Holy Spirit to come down and burn like it has not before. Burn away the dross in Jesus' name. Light a fire in your church and make yourself known among the nations. Let your glory be seen for all. Thank you, Father God. Let your glory rise and its brightness shine upon us, Father God. Move upon your church, God. I pray for willing hearts, breaking open, breaking off those chains, letting those things go in the past, Father God. Move upon your church. We are willing and we want you, Father God. We say, come. We say, come. Bridegroom, come. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just going to tag off what Jonathan was praying into about belief. This is the story in Mark 9 where Jesus comes off the Mount of Transfiguration and his disciples are trying to cast out a demon and they can't quite get it right. And Jesus starts to ask questions. In verse 21, he asks the father of this boy who's demon possessed. He says, how long has this been happening to the son? And he says, from childhood. And it's often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to try to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus says to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And immediately the boy's father cried out and asked, I do believe, help my unbelief. And I think this is important to realize, the father doubted the ability of God to heal his son. He said, if you can do anything. He didn't have faith, he didn't have that belief that Jesus could truly do this. But I love his humility that even in that he says, I do believe. Maybe it's a mustard seed of belief, but I ask that you'd help my unbelief. So Jesus, in this moment, we just ask for a help of our unbelief. I just felt this earlier when we were in worship. I just felt the Lord ask me, begin to pray for the room. Pray that unbelief would be just rooted out and a belief would begin to be stirred up. And so Lord, in this moment where there's unbelief in our hearts, we just come humbly and we ask, would you root it out? Would you remove it from us? And would you stir up belief in us? Would you stir up faith? Just like those quotes that Jonathan read, Lord, would we be ones that have belief, that can step into those things you have for us because we have full faith, full belief that you can do it. And so would we be ones that say, if you're willing, there's another story in the beginning of Mark, I believe it's Mark 2, there's the man, he's a leprous man, he has leprosy, and he says to Jesus, if you're willing, you can cleanse me. There's a difference in these two stories. The leprous man, he has faith that Jesus is able. His question is if he's willing. The man here with the demon-possessed son, his question's not of the Lord's willingness, it's of the Lord's ability. And so, Lord, would we not be ones that doubt the ability, your ability to do the miraculous, your ability to move in situations that seem hopeless, your ability to turn back sons and daughters' hearts that are turned from you, your ability to use us in the marketplace, your ability to speak through us, your ability to perform miracles through our hands. Would we not be ones that doubt those abilities? Would we just ask, Lord, what is your will? What is your will in this situation? Would we be ones just so in tune with your Spirit? Would we only do what you show us? Just like you, Jesus, on your earthly ministry, would we take that example that you only spoke what the Father spoke and you only did what you saw your Father doing? Would we be the same that in evangelism, in sharing the gospel, in praying for others, that we would just say, Lord, what's your will in this situation? What is it that you have for me to do? Just like we sang earlier that I'll serve anywhere, I'll be anywhere, wherever you put me. Would we be ones that have that heart position? Just wherever you put me. If it's the workplace, if it's my neighbor, if it's my cousin, if it's my nephew, would I just be willing to go where you send me? So we just ask for willing hearts in this place. Stir up belief in this room. Thank you, Jesus.
2 Corinthians 5, starting in 14, it says, for it is Christ's love that fuels our passion
and motivates us, because we are absolutely convinced that he has given his life for all of us. This means that all died with him, so that those who live should no longer live self-absorbed lives, but lives that are poured out for him, for the one who died for us and now lives again. And then it says this, a couple of verses down. So God has made all things new. He's reconciled us to himself, and he's given us this ministry of reconciling others to God. So just as we're praying for this faith to arise, for this, that there would be no more unbelief, it comes from understanding it, like, what has Christ done for us? And then he says he gives us the very thing that he's done for us. He gives it to us to give to others. The very things that he's made new, he's reconciled us to himself and then given us this ministry of reconciling others to Christ. We become the ambassadors of the Anointed One, and we carry the message of Christ to the world as though God were tenderly pleading with them directly through our lips. So we tenderly plead with you on Christ's behalf. Turn back to God and be reconciled to him. Lord, I thank you for a church that is going to be stirred up in this season to do the very things that you're putting on our heart, that we have become reconcilers, that we have become ambassadors of Christ, to do the very work, to plead the blood of Jesus over others, to set captives free. Lord, I thank you that when we lay hands on the sick, it's not just, well, that was nice. No, they will recover. That's your promise. So, Lord, I thank you for the boldness of a church to step out, to say that we're laying hands on people to raise them from the dead, to set them free, to break off the chains of injustice, to awaken hearts, Lord, to where there's a darkness, Lord, that we would be the light, that where it says in Philippians, where it says that we are like stars in the universe, holding out the word of life. Lord, awaken your church. We thank you for what you're doing.
We believe.
One of the things I love about this church when I came here is that I was praying to God to send me to a church that believes in equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry. And I came here at the time that all the homeless outreach ministries and things like that were going on. It was amazing. But one of the greatest ministries there is to minister before the Lord. And what I love about Wednesday nights is we're not here to just pray and petition and beg God to answer our prayers, but we're also here to just to worship Him, to bless Him, to minister to Him. And when we minister to Him, it brings us into unity, and it causes an infilling of His Spirit inside of us, and it purges us of our own will, our own ambitions, our own thoughts, and it allows Him to fill us with His Spirit and purge our unbelief. And Lord, we believe. Help Thou our unbelief by purging us with Your presence, Lord God. Yes. By purging us with Your Spirit, Lord God, that we would be filled to overflowing. Lord, that we would spill out Your presence onto those around us in our lives, Lord God. And Lord, that You would touch them and bring deliverance and healing and salvation and freedom in Jesus' name, Lord God. But Lord, that it would just be by us just ministering to You first and foremost. Lord, as we worship You and honor You and seek Your face and draw near to You, You said that You would draw near to us. Moses said, Lord, what else would distinguish us from any other man if Your presence does not go with us? Lord, we don't want to move without You. We want Your presence. We want Your Spirit, Lord God. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Lord, as we minister to You, Lord, fill us with Your presence that we become like You in Jesus' name.
Anyone else want to pray? Well, it's beautiful that it is the Day of Atonement.
Whoa.
On Sunday evening and into Monday. Not today. Whoa.
Whoa.
Not yet. But Steve, you got the insight on that. But there's a scripture that as John was just praying, I feel like in this atonement, it says this. Back in if you go to Ezekiel 36, it says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. And I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. And I will remove from you the heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit in you and will move you to follow my decrees and to be careful to keep my laws. And you will live in the land that I give your forefathers. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. And I will save you from all your uncleanness. Lord, I thank You. This is Your heart. It's Your desire. As You desire to walk with us, as John was saying, like in these times, it's stirring our hearts. But Lord, we get to minister to Your heart, and then You minister to ours. We get to worship You. And in that place, it says, as we behold You, we become like You. So Lord, I thank You that even just these are such special times. These are not just wasted times of where we just pray and then we leave, but we are actually coming into the Holy of Holies. We're coming into that place where we're laying our lives down like a living sacrifice. We're not conforming to the pattern of this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind as we come before You for the very purpose of that we would know Your good and Your pleasing and Your perfect will. And then we would walk in that. We would walk in those ways. In Hebrews 8, it says something very similar to Ezekiel 36, but it says, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. He says, I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. It's says, and no longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will know me. They will all know me. Why? Because the Spirit of God will be within us. So, Lord, we thank you that it says it talks about this in John 16. It says that he gives us the Spirit of truth. And the Spirit of truth reveals all truth to us. Reveals the deep, the inner thoughts, the thoughts of the Father, as it talks about in 1 Corinthians 2. Lord, I thank you that it's by your Spirit that you reveal everything to us. Lord, that you don't hold back, but you show us all that we need to know for the time that we're in. There's nothing that we don't have. It says that we have all divine power for life and godliness. He's given us everything that we need, and then he says, now go. And I'll move in you. You'll move because of me. I'll give you the strength that you need. I'll give you everything you need. I just come against a spirit of fear in this time. And that word's fear actually is translated timidity. It's that shrinking back. It says, those that shrink back, it says, God will not be pleased. Lord, I thank you for a boldness for your church in this season, and the boldness that comes by the power of the Holy Spirit to move. We're not being bold in our own strength and in our own abilities, but we're being bold because of who's living on the inside of us. Lord, I thank you that it says that it's the Spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That we would walk in your ways, that fear would have no grip, no hold, but Lord, that we would go after you fully in every way, that we would declare the goodness of the Lord, that we would share you, Jesus, with everyone that we come in contact with, not just with one person every so often when we really feel the Holy Spirit moving in us, but Lord, I thank you that as we begin to step out, Lord, you do move within us. Sometimes we're waiting for you to move in us to actually speak or to share. But Lord, I thank you that it's as we move, you move within us. Every time we step out, Lord, that we don't step out with our own mindset and our own thoughts or trying to like talk someone into knowing Jesus. But Lord, I thank you that you stir in our hearts just out of that motivation of love for people, that it just begins to pour out of us. It pours out from our heart. We're not trying to change somebody's mind. We're trying to connect right to the heart, right to the Spirit. That something awakens on the inside of them. I got to just pray with someone last Sunday, and I just said, do you know Jesus? And they were like, no, not really. And I was just quiet. I didn't even have to say anything. This is where I feel like the Lord is moving on the hearts of people. And I just said, okay. I just looked at him. And he looked back at me and he goes, but I want to know Jesus. And he gave his life to the Lord. Right there. So many opportunities that are right in front of us. That was just one at the church. All throughout the week, there are opportunities to just share the love of Jesus with people. When people are sick, when they're hurt, that we lay hands on them. Not with the fear of timidity to go, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. No, with the faith knowing that when I lay my hands on someone, that the power of God actually moves through me to touch the lives of others. I just want to share this one thing and then we'll close here. But I was at a soccer game with my son was playing soccer at the high school. And one of the other kids, he was a senior. The couple 2 weeks before, he had blown out his knee in a soccer game. ACL, MCL, and meniscus. And he was on crutches. And the parents came and they just said, hey, will you just pray for my son? They asked if I would just pray. And I'm like, of course I will. I brought him down because I didn't know him. And so I said, well, introduce me to him. And we all went down and we prayed over him. But not out of this is where I feel like sometimes we just pray these kind of like weak prayers of, well, Lord, would you just help him in this time? And
I just said, no, you're going to be healed. I said, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to be able to walk. You're not going to need crutches anymore. Your leg's going to be healed. And that was it's a step of faith, but knowing who my God is. I said, this is because he loves you so much. And we just got to pray together. We prayed together that night and just declared healing over his leg, that it was going to be strengthened, healed. I found out about this 2 weeks later, went to another soccer game, and his parents come running up to me and said, you're not going to believe this. and then they told me what happened, and I went down, and I got to talk to this young man again, and he told me, he said, I woke up the next morning, and he goes, there was something in me that said, you can walk. He says, I didn't even grab my crutches. I just got up and I began to walk. And he goes, and all the pain was gone. He goes, I went up and down stairs. He said, I just began to cry. This is a senior in high school. And he's just saying, I just cried that God would be so good that he would come and he would heal me. But listen, it comes through us stepping out in faith to go, no, this young man's going to be healed. By the power of the Holy Spirit, as I lay my hands on him, he will be healed. And he got to experience the love and the power of God. And he was healed. And his parents were blown away, and he was blown away. These are moments that change the history of this family forever, that they get to experience the love and the beauty of our God and who he is. And it goes beyond anything in the natural. It's not anything that we can do in and of ourselves, but it's out of that motivation of love that we get to share the very love of Jesus with others. So, Lord, I pray that as we leave this place, Lord, that we're not self-absorbed. We don't even care. It doesn't matter if we pray for someone and they're not healed. It's not us that heals anyway, so why do we care? It's Jesus that's our healer. All we do is lay hands on the sick. We do what we're commanded to do. And Jesus, you do the rest. So Lord, I just pray for a boldness over your church. I pray for a wind of your spirit to move upon your church. That Lord, that those, as we get just that stirring as we see someone, that we're like, I don't think they know Jesus. That we don't leave it there, but we go and we share the love of Jesus with them. We pray over them. Say, hey, can I just pray a blessing over you? And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes and begins to touch their heart. And they begin to cry, and they don't even know why. It happens all the time. And people are going, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Tears are coming down. That's the Holy Spirit. And he's touching you right now, and he's drawing you in. He wants to dwell with you. And then you share the love of Jesus with them. You share what Jesus did for them. Say, do you want to know him? Hold out the word of life. And then begin to walk alongside them. Get their number. Say, can I continue to walk with you, pray with you? So, Lord, I thank you that you are awakening your church to step in and do the very things that are on your heart. And I thank you for the joy that will go before us, that there is great joy in this, that as we get to see healings and people give their lives to Jesus and walk alongside them and be a strength in their life and pray for them, and then they get to go out and do the very things that we're doing. We raise up generation after generation. Lord, I thank you that this is what you call us to. This is what you call the church to. So, Lord, we're here today to say, here we are. Thank you that you set your seal upon our heart. Burn like a fire within us. Take us out of our own worries, our own concerns, our own mindset. Give us the mindset of Christ. Give us the attitude of Christ. We would walk humbly before you in radical obedience. When you speak, then we would say, yes, here am I, send me. But I just pray a blessing tonight over every person in this place. I thank you for your strength. I thank you that we go in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.